What is up, you guys? Welcome back to my podcast. It's Jasmine here for another episode. If you guys are here for the third episode, thank you so much for your continued support for this podcast episode. I just kind of wanted to touch base on productivity during this quarantine, during this pandemic, during this year. For these episodes, like I said, and I think a previous episode, I just kind of go off of my head, whatever I'm thinking. But yeah, this topic was in my head because I'm like, okay, I don't know about anybody else, but this pandemic, I haven't been going the hardest. I'm not gonna lie. You know, it's a lot going on, a lot of stuff, a lot of negative stuff. If you watch the news, you know, it's a lot of negative stuff that can easily drain your energy. I don't know about anybody else, but when I'm like constantly bombarded with negative news, it kind of makes my mood go down, not gonna lie. So I haven't been as productive as I could, but I'm thinking like, am I the only one? Does anybody else feel that way? And then kind of like some solutions that I've read up on from maybe online or just other podcasts or just whatever's in my head. But so with that being said, I'm just curious how everybody else has been spending their time during this pandemic. I know people are still in school, but I think school now is online for most people. So I'm kind of curious if people are still in school. I know some people, of course, are still working. But other than that, I'm like, what else do other people do? For me, it's really just school and then like looking for a job now and then trying to stay productive with the businesses I have, trying to grow those. Yeah, I just kind of want to encourage everybody not to give up, not to look at what we see. This is even for myself. I have to stop looking at what I see and look towards like being optimistic, like, okay, I'm still alive, I'm still breathing, I still have my family, a roof over my head. I'm blessed, nonetheless. You know, so there's always something that we can look to as a blessing. So if you woke up today, maybe, you know, work out for 20 minutes. I worked out. I haven't worked out in a while, but I worked out today, and I felt really good. So I think that's a good start. You know, if you're at home, you're feeling like you don't feel like doing anything, you don't want to get out of bed, you just are anxious, you're nervous, you're stressed, I encourage you, first and foremost, get up and pray. Pray for a good day. Talk to God. Let him know how you're feeling. Speak affirmations. Maybe drink some warm lemon water or some tea to start your morning off. And then work out. That's like the start. You can start by doing that. Productivity, I think it's about starting somewhere. So, of course, you're not probably going to be super productive after a whole bunch of days and weeks spent not doing anything. But it's a start. And then, like, if you're talented in any way, like, don't forget your craft. You can still work on your craft during quarantine while everything's still a little slow. You know, if it's music, continue to work on music. If you feel your purpose is, you know, a business that you want. If you feel like just whatever it is that you're working on, do not give up. Keep working towards it. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. I know depression is hard. Anxiety is hard. It's draining. I deal with the same stuff, but just know that you're not alone, and I'm fighting with you every single day. We have got to keep pushing, though. The world does not stop because of one pandemic. God is still good. He is still in control. We have to keep on fighting and pushing towards excellence, even in a season of, you know, some lows. So, yeah, another thing I wanted to go over was I was watching this podcast.
Was it a podcast?
No, it was a YouTube video. I'm sorry. Yesterday, I forgot the pastor's name, but he just mentioned, because I know with me, when I, like I said, when I watch the news a lot, when I scroll on Yahoo and I see all this, you know, bad news happening, it, you know, it can depress my mood a little bit. So yeah, he was like, don't watch it, don't look at it. And I'm like, that is so true. It's better, I feel like, to protect your peace than to keep obsessing over something. So we know COVID's going on. We know people are dying from it. We know people are getting better and healed from it. I personally had it and am healed. Thank you, Jesus. So it's not something that we have to keep obsessing over. Like, we know it's here. You know, life still goes on. We're still blessed. So if that's something that makes you depressed, then don't look at it. Stop looking up the news. Stop looking up coronavirus news. And then another thing I wanted to talk about was Pastor Mike Todd. He mentioned on one of his YouTube videos about finding peace in the storm. And I think that's kind of where I am at in life right now. Just trying to master that. It's not super easy at first. But I feel like the only way that that can happen is if you have Jesus in your life and you keep him at the center of everything. He definitely is an anchor. So as long as we keep him as our anchor, then we won't be, you know, swayed when bad news comes. We won't be swayed when things happen that we don't, you know. You know, things that we don't take very well. But yeah, I hope everybody's doing good though. I do have an Instagram if anybody wants to talk ever. It's Jasmine Marie _ JazMynnMarie and then _. Down to meet new friends and talk to anybody. Anybody wants to talk. I know that, you know, some people are kind of like me. I don't really talk to a lot of people. I have like very few people that I talk to. Literally like 1-2 every day. But yeah, I'm open to talk to you guys. And I was also kind of considering starting maybe like a group chat or like a Zoom, a weekly Zoom meeting. If you guys want to just like do group painting, just chilling, encouraging each other, you know, checking up on each other. I think that'd be really fun. So let me know if you guys want to do that. You guys can DM me if you want to be a part of it. And I can definitely start something up for you guys. And I think that's it for this episode. I thank you guys so much for listening and for your support. And I will talk to you guys next time. God bless you guys. Bye.